and talk crap about behind your back. This is the place for it. Let me go ahead and pin the Zoom to the top of the chat also. Let me go ahead and pin the Zoom to the top. We're going to go ahead and pin it up. Remember, I do give Zoom priority. While I'm doing this here, by the way, waiting on that, let me see. It's who is asking here? I got folk in my messages. Yeah, what the hell? Okay, folks are asking me for every damn thing under the sun out here. I don't even know what to tell them half the time. I'm like, okay, what's the basis? Folks, if you haven't paid for the right plan, what are you doing? I'm just what are you doing? I don't understand. I just don't get grown-ass men trying to get something for nothing from another man. I just don't understand that, man. I just don't understand it. Why are you in my DMs on Patreon and you got a $6 account when you know what it says? You knew you didn't sign up for the $50 one when you signed up. What are you trying to do, man? What the hell is this? Grown ass men. It's mostly the males. You got a $6. You paid for the $6 tier and you in my damn DMs. Dude. Okay, you want to know why it is that you all didn't like it? Why them fellas didn't like that when I was telling what the females want? Because I see how you niggas move. You're sitting up here trying to beg your way through on every damn thing. I see how you moving on my side of the fence. I know how you doing with the females. I see how you doing over here doing business with another man. I know how you doing with the females. You begging them too. You're sitting up here approaching them from day one begging. She already told you what the deal is, and you trying to beg your way through something. All this damn struggle pimping happening out here. Dudes is out here struggle loving through life. Just everything. Everything is raggedy and bummy. You're approaching other grown men trying to get something for free. It's like, bruh, the bumminess is just out this world, man. That's bummy as hell. Let me go ahead and get caller from, what is this, Country Code 336. You're on live with the business. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, sir. This is Ebo calling from France.
Okay, Ebo from France. What's on your mind?
It's Ebo. So I was wondering if you could give us some guidelines as to how to choose a mate, whether it is to build a family or just for female companionship, even if you don't want children.
Even if you don't want what?
Children.
Okay, you're saying that you don't want children?
No, I'm saying I was wondering if you could give guidelines if you want to choose a mate. Whether it is to build a family or just to force female companionship.
Okay, well, those are two separate things.
Yes, they are.
Now, if you're looking to have a lifelong companion, the way you're going to approach them is different from someone who is going to be a long-term relationship. So you have to approach that differently. So we're dealing with two separate things. You're dealing with two separate things. Because, for example, if you're trying to start a family, you'd be just stupid and dumb to go grab a chick in her 40s. I don't care how much of a nice companion she makes. She's not eligible. Now, if you're not looking to start a family, guess what? You can open up a door for that tier over there, too. So that expands your options depending on what you want. So if you have a specific need, that might require you to restrict some options. If you got something more expansive, then that might allow you to expand your options. So it depends on that. Here's the real thing. Why are you having trouble?
How can I put that? I mean, you know, I know that the requirements are different, but in this modern world, the rules have changed. And, you know, you have to weigh in. Does she have to work? Does she doesn't she have to work? How much should she work? What kind of family do you want? Do you want a big family, a small family? Things like that.
None of that matters.
Okay.
None of that matters. What you are describing right now is chasing a female. That's what you're describing. And that's the reason why your way don't work. You're trying to chase a female. I discuss attracting people, not chasing them. So understand something. If you are a man and you don't have a commanding personality, you are going to be a woman's second or third or fifth choice. If she has a choice between you and a man with a commanding personality, guess who she's going to choose? Because what you're going to say is you're looking for a woman to be submissive. Well, guess what? The more commanding a man is, the more submissive she can be. Women don't submit to nice guys. You're not giving her anything to submit to. So let me find out something here. Would you describe yourself as a commanding personality?
I would not.
All right, then you tell me whether you want a female for temporary companionship, long-term relationship, or lifelong. What do you think your options will be?
I can't say I'm sure.
Okay. Do you realize all this? I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah, you do know, and you are sure. That's why you're on the phone. You said by your own admission, you don't have a commanding personality. How we do one thing is how we do all things. If you don't have a commanding personality with a woman, then you also don't have a commanding personality in your life. About how much do you make a year?
How much do I make? How would I convert that? I would say 40K in U.S. dollars.
You said no. You said you're in France, correct?
Yes. So think about the difference here.
Okay. So you all are what, making euros there?
Yes, it's euros, but you know we also have we have some social benefits that you don't have over in the States. So
social benefits don't pay for vacations, sir.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like for what you pay for social security and so forth. I mean,
okay,
it's
sir,
more expensive in the States.
How much income from your paycheck do you make a year, sir?
Oh, I told you 40, about 40. 40,000, sorry.
40,000 euros a year, is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying, yes.
That converts to about 39,000 U.S. dollars.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Okay, in America, $39,000 is basically right above poverty level.
Okay.
How old are you?
I'm 37.
Yeah, there too, sir. Yeah, there too. It sure is. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is, sir. I got females right now who I can tell you they are in France. A dude making 40,000 euros a year, the equivalent of $40,000 American. You do not have the ability to take her to the Riviera. You don't have the ability to take her shopping. You got the ability. That also tells me you don't have any kids. You better not.
I do not. Not sure.
Okay. So you make enough money for a single male to pay his own way where you live with no frills. You don't have any extras you can pay for. You just have enough to support yourself. Case in point, if you had to take care of a wife and children on 40,000 euros a year, would you be able to do that?
On my own income, I don't think that would be.
You already know the answer is no.
Yeah,
and what you're doing right now, this is the reason why females ain't gonna fool with you, man. You know, as soon as you pop out that number, you know what they're thinking. And you're trying to sit up here and bluff and try to divert your way through it, brother. Them women ain't going to do that with you. They're not going to do it with you, in case you didn't catch a clue. They're going to hear you say that number. They're going to look at your life. They're going to ask you what part of town you live in. Now, you live in France. What city?
On the outskirts of Paris, near the Orly Airport.
Okay. If I don't miss my geography correctly, it gets more expensive towards the center as you go. France is one of these places that has a specific build-out of it. For those of you who don't know, it's centuries and centuries old, has a specific build-out. So the further away you get from the center, the cheaper things get. And inversely, the closer to the center you get, the more expensive.
Yes.
Now, do you actually live in France, or do you live in like a suburb area?
I live in the outskirts of Paris, I told you. I live about maybe...
Okay. Outskirts of Paris. Now, do you actually live in the city of Paris, or do you live in another municipality near Paris?
No, in a municipality near Paris, not in Paris.
Okay. Sir, where do you live?
Where do I live? I told you near the town is called the secondary airport.
Okay, you say you live in Thiers?
Thiais. That's the name of the town.
Okay. Population 28,000. I want that to just sink in to folks there for a moment. He makes 40,000 euros a year. He lives in a town of 28,000 people. You literally could put the entirety of your town in. We could fit your town in half of one of our sports stadiums here. Hell, there's sports stadiums in France. You could fit the whole town that you live in that one stadium. I'm not trying to mock you. I'm trying to make a point.
What's funny?
My point is, a female who lives in France, one of the most historic areas of the world, an international place that is world-renowned, tourists from all over the world with all sorts of money are coming there. The women in France know the deal. There is international money, international billionaires, forget millionaires, coming from all over the world to come to France, and any chick you're trying to talk to is trying to get with one of them. And that's why I'm trying to tell you, your personality, you don't have the personality, you don't have the purpose, and you also don't have the paper. So a female looking at you, this is going to be a whole lot of struggle here. Okay, that didn't go properly at all. Okay, everybody who's on the line, I think what happened, I think I put in the wrong damn number for the time frame. So what's going to happen here, I'm going to just turn Blog Talk off and restart it. Everybody who's on the line, I want you to give us a call back in, because I think I hit the wrong number for it there.